This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, our number one from California IA here on the Radidio is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge.
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, CPAC is over, but what do you think of what you saw and heard yesterday when President Trump gave his great speech?
Well, he gave a pretty good speech, and he definitely was able to go literally line by line, Captain, of all of the different things that the Biden administration has been doing.
Yep.
just as predicted, made a strong case, of course, for why mm-hmm. it's going to cause so much strife and trouble across the highways and byways of the land.
Well, he told the truth,
mm-hmm.
and in telling the truth, everybody got a chance to hear again what he said was going to happen. Now, here's I've got a couple of bits here from our buddy Greg Clugston, who was down there at the CPAC convention. Let's listen to this.
His first public speech since leaving office in January, Trump said he will be actively working to elect strong, tough, and smart Republicans.
We will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be.
The former president told a CPAC audience that the 2020 election was rigged, as he both aired his grievances about Democrats and outlined his plans to lead conservatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's all true. And the only problem is, it's still someone's opinion. Because not one court, not one judge, nor the Supreme Court has decided to hear anything about it.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain, and that's something that we pointed out, of course, many, many times. The president, I think, of course, was looking to sort of rally the faithful today, of course, and wanted to talk about that in that context. However, that being said, what is going to be, I think, much more important is He talked about the idea of Trumpism. He said he wasn't really sure what that was, but if it meant great trade deals and these kinds of things, then that's basically what Trumpism is. And that's what's going to win the day. That's what I think won the day for so many of the Senate races and the House races. As he correctly pointed out, they thought they were going to lose, or they were predicted to lose a lot of seats, but they ended up gaining seats in the House. So Trumpism is still going to be on the march, and the next election, especially the midterm election, is going to be very, very illustrative of that.
Well, as I said several weeks ago, the next election starts right here, right now, today, right here.
Well, exactly. And Captain, the former president, talked about that as well, talking about how the local officials and local judges in some cases were the ones to make those last-minute changes that only state legislators...
Supervisor of elections,
Right, exactly. So again, he was going right down that same road, saying, look, we got to act locally here.
Yeah, and it went against the Constitution in those states, but not one court, not one judge, not the Supreme Court would hear it, so therefore it is a moot point and merely an opinion.
Well, right, and I think that was what some of the pregame, as it were, predictions about what the former president might say.
Well, we said he was going to say that.
Yeah.
We had no idea, but we said he was going to say that, and we said he was going to come very close to doing everything but announcing he was running for the presidency in 2024. But he did say something that scared the bejesus out of some of the Republican mainstream folks. He's starting a PAC to help out candidates that want to run, and he's going to primary run people against the people that didn't vote for him or didn't help him out when he was appealing his cases, like, for example, the governor of Georgia.
Right, exactly.
Right. And several other people, including Senator Bill Cassidy in Louisiana, who yesterday, I think he was on a CNN program, and he came out and said, CPAC does not represent the Republican Party. That couldn't be further from the truth, because 55% of the people at CPAC voted for Donald Trump as far as being the next candidate for the presidency, and 55% of the Republican Party voted the same way.
Well, that's right. So, again, that's a very powerful statement on what, at the very least, what kind of candidate they want to see in 2024, whether it's President Trump or not. But he will have a lot to say about it.
Well, we're going to come right back, so you hang on, Kyle. We're going to come right back, and we got somebody on the phone that has a lot to say, I'm sure. But we'll see. We'll see what the professor and I think of what our caller is going to say. Oh, boy. I'm driving him nuts on the phone. I know that. Okay, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And thank you, Mr. Masked Man, our voice announcer type guy. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor has been a part of my integrated health plan that's helped my body to reduce inflammation over time. Now, over the weekend, I had a flare-up in my left ankle and leg, and I actually put a picture of it out there for the people to see what I was going through so they understood why I wasn't where I was supposed to be, because I, quite frankly, could not walk on it. It was in such pain and whatnot from the swelling and whatnot. So guess what I did? I started out with Relief Factor. The swelling started to go down within an hour. It didn't go down all the way until I took the third pack in the first 24 hours. But that's what I have to do. And it works. It works for me. Turmeric, resveratrol, Itarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain and gets rid of the pain, too. And boy, I was in pain, believe me when I tell you. It's 100% drug-free. It supports healthy joints and muscles, and I'm feeling really good right now because I've taken three the first day, three the second day, that's six, and the swelling is back down and gone out of my ankle, and my foot's not swollen anymore, and I'm feeling great just because of this product. And I wouldn't be telling you about it unless it works. And believe me, it works. Relief Factor. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get started, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have the honor of speaking to the honorary mayor of Clearwater, who's going to announce that he's running for governor tonight, I think. And this is Mike in Clearwater. What's going on?
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Captain. Everybody, mark my words, Bruce Warren 2024, okay? That's all you have to
do. Oh, boy. All right.
All right, Kyle. Here's a couple of things. The media, of course, did not report this, but Biden was apparently in Texas, and he told the people around him, oh, well, where am I? What am I supposed to say? So now we're really starting to see the dementia come on, and I think it's getting worse by the day. Now, over the summer, you know, we joked about it, and, you know, it was a lot of the topic of our discussion. Now that I'm seeing, now that the administration is actually in place and I'm seeing what they're doing to this poor man, it's terrible. I believe that deep down inside, President Biden, if he was in his right mind, there's no way in H-E-double-L that he would go for these things that they're getting him to sign and the things that they're getting him to do. So I believe that's the situation there. And then the second situation that really scares the crap out of me is this H.R. 1, where they want to make some changes to the election law, and of course they're going to make it to where it's advantageous for them. And they only have a small window, right, because next year we're going to have midterms. So they know that the window is closing, that they have to get this rammed through. The second part of my thing that I want to hear your comment on, Kyle, is with them having the majority, how can we stop them from passing this H.R. 1? Because if they pass it, we're going to have a hard time winning future elections. And so I want to hear your thoughts on both of those. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yes, the thing with Joe Biden, where he was talking about, you know, what are we doing here? What am I doing? If I recall correctly, he was like reading off basically a list of names of people who were there that day.
That's right.
He wanted to give a
give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump made his first speech since leaving office Sunday, addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. During the speech, Trump criticized President Biden's efforts to undo many of his policies, including the decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
And in one of his first official acts, which was incredible because, again, he talked about energy. He never said he was going to do this. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, destroying not the 8,000 or the 9,000 or the 11,000 jobs that you hear, but 42,000 great-paying jobs on just about day one, right? He never talked about that during a debate because he wouldn't have gotten away with it.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and welcome back. And I want to thank you, Atlanta. I want to thank you, Sarasota. I want to thank you, Tampa. I want to thank you, Clearwater, for calling in. And whatever was going on is apparently rectified. But anyway, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Remember, you can go online to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a rate quote right there by just giving them your zip code, or you can find out where your local agent is. And doing so, I'll tell you right now, you can get the quote on your car, the truck you're driving. Maybe you want a motorcycle quote, an ATV, a boat, or an RV quote. And they'll also help with your homeowners and renters insurance policy, too. You can do all that at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. I've been with them for going on 15 years, and I believe, in my opinion, they're the best insurance company when it comes to automobile and homeowners that you could ever have, because they've been there every time I needed them. And if you remember a couple, 3 years ago, whenever it was, when my storage shed blew away and went into Tampa Bay, and I guess it sunk because we never found it again, well, they were the ones that took care of my storage shed for me and got me a nice brand new one. So, there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, going back to where we were at here a couple of minutes ago, CPAC is over. Great things have happened from that. And I only look for better things to happen with not only the Republican Party, but also with the president. What do you think?
Well, certainly. I mean, one of the things that the GOP has going for it, again, were these amazing gains in the House. They were able to keep the Senate at the very least 50-50. They picked up, I think, a governorship as well throughout in this last go-round. So the ideas that the GOP represents, primarily, of course, through President Trump and Trumpism, are still things that pretty much can sell themselves. The far left and the Democrat Party elite, they have to constantly either tell you why it's good, they have to try to sell it to you. It's got to be slick, and also coupled with that, Captain, you have deplatforming of conservative voices, because even as the president said, former president said in his CPAC speech, look, you know, they don't want to debate. In his Trump way, he was saying basically, look, you know, we have these great ideas, we win debates, you know, we have the better ideas, and what happens? You get shut down. You get kicked off social media, that kind of thing. And they don't want to debate.
Mm. Now, the other thing is Governor Cuomo yesterday, he's in huge trouble. He's already been disgraced by one woman, and now there's a second woman. Now there's a third woman. And he made a statement about the sexual harassment claims. And the statement he made, you want to talk about, you know, all the guy's got to say is, listen, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done what I did. Please forgive me. Something like that. But he said, well, he was just being playful.
Well, you know, Captain, doesn't that just make it worse? You know, completely. I think it completely makes it worse. And again, now you have more people coming forward. There's a particular story now, I think, coming out of the New York Times. And this story has to do with a 25-year-old woman who also had some sort of what she describes as advances, of course, by the governor, made her feel very, very uncomfortable and scared her. And she is now coming forward, or is now being talked about in this New York Times story. So it's starting to be, unfortunately, I think there are going to be more of these kinds of stories coming out, but they're very serious. And you know what, Captain? You've been consistent. I've been consistent. So many of our colleagues have been consistent in wanting to get to the truth, find out where the chips fall, and let the chips fall where they may. The deafening silence is going to be from the very same people who were calling for the evisceration of Brett Kavanaugh and so on and so forth. Where are they in this particular instance? Because this is a very serious issue, not only with these two particular politicians, and one was the judge in terms of the charges, but it's a very serious issue in our society, and it has to be dealt with properly. And the only way to do that is to go, you know, find the facts, and as I said, let the chips fall where they may.
Now, the other thing is if anybody knows the history of Andrew Cuomo over the years, he's had a reputation with girlfriends, wives, and now this that we're hearing is not surprising to a bunch of people in his inner circle. Now, he did just agree to a independent investigator. He was going to appoint a judge that he had appointed to investigate all this.
Right.
But now he has agreed instead to go with a independent investigator that's going to be appointed, I believe, by the New York State Attorney General's office.
Yeah, I believe so. And again, you know, this story moves very, very fast. It's literally gone from zero to 60 in a heartbeat, basically. And that's I don't think a good sign for the governor. But politics aside, and his political future aside, which I think is very much in doubt at this point, not so much that he might be impeached or removed from office because of this, and also, of course, the nursing home scandal. It may be that he finishes out his term but can't really ever run again for something. But the more important part of this, of course, again, is what happened to these women, how they were made to feel, and whatever the details are of that. And so again, this is again a very, very important thing, and we have to get to the bottom of it.
Now, speaking of getting to the bottom of something, Antifa came out and made an announcement on their, I believe it was their website yesterday, that Eugene, Oregon was going to be the scene of a major protest by them on March the 6th. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yep.
But in the meantime, over the weekend in Portland, Oregon, they've been tearing it up again downtown. They tried to get back into the police union building, could not get in, could not break down the front door to get in, and caused $2.3 million worth of damage in Portland.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, they were protesting various things, among which had to do, I think, with Biden administration's immigration policy and so forth. So, again, this back when Antifa was starting to really become a thing, you know, the Democrats, the far left, they wouldn't denounce Antifa, Captain. In fact, as the nominee, now President Joe Biden, could have come out and been very forceful about statements about Antifa, the protests, and all these kinds of stuff. But now are we going to enter this sort of new normal where, especially for the poor folks in Portland who have to endure all this, and others in different cities, of course, but primarily Portland because of this story, is this a new normal? And I hope the answer is no, but there has to be some kind of very, very rigorous definite response to this kind of thing.
Well, you and me both. And it was a bad weekend for my brothers in blue. A police officer was fatally shot over an alleged mask dispute at a basketball game. And another officer was killed during a traffic stop before he ever got out of his vehicle.
You know, Captain, again, one of the things that we want for our law enforcement officers, our great law enforcement officers, is to be able to go home at night, or go home after their shift, basically. And what a horrible thing. We've seen these kinds of things happen before, and it hurts terribly each and every time, and people have to be punished for it, absolutely.
All right. Well, it is what it is, and it's just a shame. And our hearts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, and our heart goes out to the families and the brothers and sisters of the badge that those officers left behind. This is just it's too easy. It's too easy for people to get away with stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. But also, in the larger sense, too, Captain, you've got people who have literally demonized the police and law enforcement for no good, for no good reason other than it serves their political purpose. But these are real people, as you said, with families, with loved ones, and they're out there doing a job, trying to do a job for their community, and being demonized as they have been over the last year or so, intensely. It's no wonder we see these kinds of things.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report for all the truckers out there. By the way, don't forget, you can always go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. We're streaming live there right now, www.thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can always hear us over there. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain of America, Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much doing that for us. And she's up in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. And remember, Fort Benning, Georgia, gets a big hoo-ah out there in the morning. All right, the pilots and Flying J's out there are bringing you this portion of the program. Stop in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Truckers Highway and Byway Club, then you need to be it, because you'll get points for everything you buy, fuel, food, or supplies in the store, and you'll be able to use them to save money on your purchases or to get great things out of the catalog from the Truckers Club. All right, here we go. And that's by a group called Golden Earring, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Were they a one-hit wonder?
Well, Radar Love, and then, of course, Golden Earring had their other big hit back in the early 80s. That was the, I'm trying to recall the name of the song, but it was definitely a big hit, I know that. And it was the one where the bullet hits the bone, that one. It'll come to me in a second. Sorry.
All right, well, I only know of them for that song. I don't remember anything else they did, but it is what it is. Okay, well, let's get started here because there's quite a bit of weather. Most of it's on the east of the Mississippi River tonight. The weather is expected to be mostly quiet the first week of March, but there are a few hazards to monitor. Locally, heavy rain and thunderstorms may produce flooding from the Arklatex to the southeast early this week. Also, a strong cold front sweeping off the East Coast will result in very gusty winds across the northeast into New England. And there's also a lot of fog again down on the Gulf again tonight and way, way, way up north in northern New York, in northern Michigan, northern Maine, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, you could see some snow. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. By the way, that was Twilight Zone is the name of that other big hit from Golden Earring, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So we got a freeze warning tonight, Captain. This is in southern Arizona. This is going to be in the Tucson area. So this is Interstate 10 primarily, also Interstate 8 as well. So that's the freeze warning there. In New Mexico, we do have a wind advisory. This is coming down I-25. This is going to be near Truth or Consequences. This is going to be north of Las Cruces, New Mexico. And that extends down out to the White Sands area as well. Also, we do have high wind advisories, or high wind warnings, I should say. This along I-25 north of Cheyenne, also in the Elk Mountain area along I-80. Then also we have tonight, well, earlier in the week we had the winter storm warnings, or late last week, I should say, winter storm warnings near Seattle and Portland. Those are not there right now. We are expecting perhaps another system to come in that area and also along into California, maybe a little bit of rain and Southern California this coming Wednesday, but by the end of the week, we look like we might have rain up in Seattle in the Portland area, as well as California, again, as we're tracking some storms that are coming in. Frost advisory and freeze warning tonight. This coming down Highway 101. This is going to be in the Laytonville area, Ukiah, as well. This is just north of Cloverdale along the 101 freeway in California. And another wind advisory, Captain. It's almost not done yet, but this is primarily, it looks like, in the San Diego Oceanside area, and we might see a little bit more wind throughout the day on Monday, but hopefully dying down again.
Okay, well, let's start with New England, because the northern part of Maine, all the way over to the northern part of New Hampshire, northern part of Vermont, northeastern and northern part of New York State, bitterly cold temperatures for the next couple of days, it looks like, and the chance of snow there. However, lake effect snow, because of the way the wind's blowing from Buffalo over to Fulton, New York, on up to Watertown, New York right now, along I-81, pretty much hugging the lake there, Route 104 is pretty much where the snow is. Then down there around Dundee, just south of Buffalo, you've got some snow there, and Fredonia coming off the lake. Northern Michigan, the upper peninsula of Michigan, there's snow up in there. Also a little bit of snow up in the northwestern part of Michigan. There is some rain just south of Omaha along the Missouri River right there. And then rain starts down in Arkansas. The eastern third of Arkansas all the way up to Tennessee. And it goes all the way up across Tennessee and across the northern part of Mississippi, the northeastern part of Louisiana, the northern part of Alabama. And by the way, they had some tornado watches and warnings yesterday across a lot of the southeast, and there's some really bad weather associated with this right now up along Virginia border with flash flood warnings and thunder and lightning severe storms in that area. The rain also continues on up into most of West Virginia, the south central part of Pennsylvania. Then you've got some fog over east going towards Philadelphia tonight, up towards Harrisburg in Pennsylvania, some fog across the mountainous areas of Maryland tonight, and West Virginia around just inside the border from Maryland. You've got fog in that area. And then down through the central part of Virginia tonight, you have some fog and some rain in the area. Now, fog starts tonight along the Gulf, pretty much around Navarre. Looks like it goes down south of Tallahassee, down on the water, comes all the way across to Pensacola, all the way across to Mobile, all the way into New Orleans, all the way across to Houston, and then follows the Gulf all the way down to the Mexican border. So that's the fog that's along the Gulf tonight. And one last little thing, gale wind warnings across all of Maine tonight, all the way up to Nova Scotia, and also skirting the Massachusetts coast, but not quite making it down there to the islands. So that's what we got going on here tonight, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. And so hopefully, yeah, be safe with that gale warning, as you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, well, anybody who's going out, the lobster fishermen and all that sort of stuff, you know, the commercial fishermen that are going out. Okay, so thank you very much, Deborah. Deborah's listening to us up there in Jasper. Appreciate her very much chiming in. And Wally and the gang and Lynn and, let's see, Lynn's up in Massachusetts, right?
I believe so. That's right.
Yeah. And again, for you folks, if something happens where you can't hear me doing whatever, you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, or you can go to my flagship station, TheAnswerTampa.com, and you can always hear the stream over there of what we're putting out. And there you go. And okay, and I got a message here from Joe, and I appreciate that, Joe. Joe's letting me know what's going on. So there you go. All right. Now, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle will be right back, hour number two. And we've got
plenty of stuff to continue talking about here. Little Dr. Fauci and coronavirus. Wait till you hear this one. He's changed his mind again. I kid you not.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.